Today is Friday, March 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today's a little bit different because it's, you know, it's the start of the official zombie apocalypse. Disney closed all their parks. I'm getting all these emails from various services saying, you know, we're gonna be cleaning extra hard. I got an email from Chili's because we have the Chili's app and so, you know, we use it when we go and I don't know, pick up food or whatever. And they sent an email saying they were cleaning, especially. I feel really bad though for these for workers who are hourly and don't get paid if they don't go to work. Because, you know, a lot of us are salary employees, and so we're going to get paid one way or the other. And also, if you work in an office, especially in IT, generally you have a work-from-home option. So instead of not getting any work done, you can just take your laptop home and you can work from home. And so anyway, so we got an email this morning from Walmart saying we're going to officially be instituting work from home for all of our U.S.-based locations from Monday until April 3rd. And then Mark works at a local, he works at J.B. Hunt, which is a trucking company. And it's so funny, anything we do at Walmart, like, I mean, training programs, particular fads in software development, you know, yada, 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 ways of organizing your business, all this kind of stuff. When we do something within a few months, J.B. Hunt seems to be doing the same thing. So I always joke with him, like, they follow after our footsteps. Whatever we do, J.B. Hunt must have spies inside our organization. So I emailed him, or I texted him, and I was like, oh, we're required to work from home for the next 3 weeks. And he said, oh, really? I haven't heard anything like that here. And I said, well, you know, as soon as the higher ups at J.B. Hunt hear about it, they're going to say the same thing for you guys. And then 2 hours later, he texts me and says, oh, we just got an email that we're required to work from home from Monday through April 3rd. So he and I are going to be working from home starting Monday. And some of what I do, I kind of need to be in the office because I deal with real physical, like mobile devices that we have in a lab, in a rack, and I can't bring those home. And so if I need to, but, you know, luckily they're not like closing the office. They're just, we're going to have no cafeteria. We're going to have, you know, limited whatever. I don't know. It's going to be like it, as if it were a weekend, but we'll still be able to get in. So I'm going to work from home, but if anything arises and I should need to reset a mobile device or do something like that, I can just run up there real quick and do that and then come back home. Because basically the reason they're doing it is so you don't have hundreds of people all gathered in the same location. And then I was wondering about, because our universities, so like University of Arkansas, our community college here, Harding University, which is another university here, they are all doing now, they've gone to online. In fact, University of Arkansas went to online for the rest of the semester. So they're not, you know, the kids are gone. I don't know if they're requiring them to leave or if they're keeping the dorms open. I'm not really sure about that, but I know they're going to online for the rest of the semester. Now our elementary and high school and junior highs, they're still in this area, they're still having classes because I guess the younger kids can't always do remote coursework, you know, that you can't depend on them to have internet and stuff like that. So I guess they can't do that. And so the only way they'll do that is if the governor or, you know, if it's mandated by the state, the, you know, that they're going to close. I know some where they actually had, and we had one or two cases, I think we're up to six, but in the areas where those happened, I think they did close the schools to give them time to clean the schools and, like, you know, but I think the kids are going to go back eventually. And I do, you know, I wasn't complaining. I was joking yesterday about how bad it was at Walmart when I went to pick up my wine for the food, for the meal that I made last night. And we need to go to Walmart. We need to go to the grocery store because, especially because we're going to be working from home, we need more drinks at home. We're really low on food. We would have gone grocery shopping on Sunday anyway. And you never know, like you never know when, if it's going to get so bad that restaurants are going to shut their doors as well. So it's like, we need to have something around the house to cook. And I'm kind of nervous to go to the store though, because I feel like it's going to be like a war zone with all these people. And I really hate crowds anyway, but they're not going to have anything we want probably. They're not going to have anything that you would want to get in a epidemic situation. It's going to be, I feel like we're going to be in like, eventually we're going to be in one of these like Walking Dead situations where you're like, you know, when the person next door dies of coronavirus, you break into their house and steal all their non-perishables. That's what they do on Walking Dead. Like when they're traveling through these towns where everyone's been eaten by a zombie, the first thing they do is like break into all the homes and like find supplies, you know? I feel like that's what we're going to be doing before long. Anyway, regardless, that's kind of the coronavirus update. But on the good news front, stocks were up today. So I'm like, woo! I was so worried yesterday. I mean, I know it's going to be volatile for a while, but I was just afraid it was going to keep going down and down and down like every day. And the whole world was just going to go to hell, and maybe it still will. I don't know. And you should never sit there and watch the stock market all day long every day. But I've been kind of paranoid about it for the past few days since it really plummeted. And so I've been refreshing my phone, like looking at the stock price. But Walmart, which is the only stock I own other than my 401k, which is a money market or whatever. But the only other stock that I own, because Walmart gives us shares and then I buy some every paycheck, it went up by $10 today, $10 a share. So it went up 9.66% today. So now we're still down from what we were at the beginning of the week, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. And, I guess more coronavirus stuff. And church was canceled for Sunday. So they're going to do an online service, and they're not going to have the choir or the orchestra. It's just going to be a limited music team that does not include me. They call it the worship band or whatever. And then the pastor is going to preach, but it's going to be an empty sanctuary. So it's going to be just like, you know, all the late night shows or whatever. It's going to be an empty sanctuary. No one to laugh at his jokes, but they're going to stream it online. So the Pokemon event was canceled on Sunday, so really nothing's going on this weekend. I am recording Throwing Down, and since it's a virtual thing anyway, we're not having to cancel that. So last night, I cooked. I had to cook. I always say I really didn't do anything, and that's kind of my modus operandi for this recording. But I did have something I needed to do. I needed to cook for Throwing Down. There was a pork and onions and peppers recipe. I don't remember the name of the recipe, but it was Joe picked this recipe and we cook it. And then on the podcast, we discuss what we cooked. And so I had gotten the supplies that I needed from Walmart. You know, I braved all the whatever. And then, it called for bell peppers, but I had these little sweet peppers. And they come in these little packages and they have like orange and red and yellow and they look all cute. And I already had those. So I thought, I'm going to use those. So I make this dish and it's just literally onions, peppers, pork. There's honey and wine, kind of a glaze. And then it has sage in it and, you know, salt and pepper. And that's pretty much it. And I thought, well, I need a side with that. And Mark is not eating rice right now. So I'll make noodles. I'll make pasta. And then I'll just mix the pasta with the onions and peppers and everything. So I did that. And that gave us a starch to go with it. Well, then I bit down on some of it. And it was hot. Like there was ghost peppers in it or something. So I don't know what happened, because these sweet peppers, I've eaten them before. And they're not usually hot. But that was the only thing in it that could have been hot. So I'm thinking they must have accidentally put a hot pepper in this bag and I was unaware of it. So the food was good, but it was like super spicy. It felt like an episode of Hot Ones. Oh, and I want to shout out to Gay Country Wes. He started listening to Geeky Gay. Hi, Wes. And he told me on Twitter that he's really enjoying the show. So I'm glad you're enjoying it, Wes. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.